could only see the lead up to the show before we actually go live. It is quite literally the morning zoo, but it's 7 o'clock at night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is Jeremy with me as always, sitting in the pool, lounging, our indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. But tonight, there is no beer in our hands, my friend. Tonight, we pay tribute to that wonderful drink we know as sake. And who do we know in the sake world, Ken?
The only one.
There's only one sun in this town.
And that would be Setting Sun Sake. Josh has joined us. Man, it is good to see you. I wish I could be there in person because these are always some of my favorite shows.
That's because you let Josh sit on your lap.
True. It's true. I do. I had such a boost when I got the text. It was my time of the year for our Jolly Folly.
Well, you know what? I'm a little parched right now. Let's talk about this beverage I've got in my hand, and we'll get to the rest of the stuff after we play some Swedish death metal and drink something.
Arizona Bay is our peach green tea session sake. We're going to be releasing it in can, and it's hopefully going to be everywhere. I like it, though I think it wasn't what I originally thought I was going to do with sake, you know, doing peach green tea. I thought it'd be more like stylistically accurate.
Let me ask you this. Hold on. Let me stop you there. What is stylistically accurate about peach green tea sake? I mean, there's not a BJC guideline for that.
Well, so there is a specific guideline for sake. Those ingredients are not in it. So it's this is kind of ruffling feathers or, you know, doing something different. It wouldn't be called sake in pan, but since we're West Coast sake or, you know, California sake, we get to do what we want.
You call this a session sake. It's still 8%, dude. That's double IPA territory.
Yeah, but our Ronin is 14%.
You're not just getting sake at your tasting room. There's a variety of different things. You can try your sakes. You've also got sake cocktails. You've got sake pops that we're going to get to later on in the show, too, which that's a whole nother mind-blowing, like, how did you get this pulled off?
Right. So in the tasting room, we've got sake cocktails, sake pours. We've got hybrid projects where I'm working with local breweries or wineries. It's sake, but it's all everything. And for food, man, we've got these delicious pop-ups. Jimmy Twist doing this Napoleon pizza pop-up on Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh.
Sake and pizza is so amazing because he's got this like ultra thin crust Napoleon pizza with the cheese and the sauce and then the sake on the side. Heaven.
I can imagine with the profile I'm getting of this slight peach green tea. You throw a little herbaceous basil in there on top of that with a little bit of that tomato sauce. Oh my God, my mouth is watering and it shouldn't be right now.
Yeah, sake is great for emboldening flavors. One of the things that makes sake unique, sake has more amino acids in it by virtue of its production method. So it actually can compare, contrast, or like pair with a lot of food.
I will tell you, I'm glad you have food because even at 8%, I'm starting to feel this first beverage. Speaking of that tunes, we're gonna take it away with a song and come back. And I want to talk about how we can get some of your sake and never leave the house. That's coming up. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken's holding up a bottle on the Zoom call. Like you can actually see that the label on this next beverage looks like Keegan from Setting Sun Sake. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Josh from Setting Sun Sake. That is the beverage that we are enjoying tonight. We just started off with Arizona Bay, a peach green tea sake. And we're kind of going into the future with this next one. This one doesn't even drop in your tasting room. This drops Friday the 21st. And look at that color.
Post Malone, our late watermelon.
He was such a good watermelon. I will miss him dearly and enjoy drinking him with every sip.
That's my fifth time that I get to do that. I'm so hyped on it. It's a soured sake where we actually are doing like a lambic approach and blending multiple years. So this is a little bit of last year's and a little bit of this year's and a little bit of this going back next year's.
So that's almost, they're for that as Solara style?
It would definitely be considered a modified Solara style. It's kind of a unique approach that I'm utilizing to create consistency and sour and funk across like random purchases of watermelon. Every year is kind of a different run. And this year was 600 pounds. Last year was like 300 pounds. The year before was 1,600 pounds. So
holy crap.
And so like we're hoping to do bigger and bigger batches, but I got to find out where is it going to go?
This is spectacular, man.
Thank you.
I'm curious, how does a sour sake differ from regular sake? Because aren't they all like slightly funky with the whole Scoby-Doby-Doo and stuff like that?
So the multiple parallel fermentation is a little bit different than the SCOBY you might be referencing. Sake will have a lot of different presentations from either a wild or a cultivated start. When I'm using the expression sour, I'm more or less from our lambic approach to sake, where we don't inoculate it. We let it get naturally funky. In sake, there'd be a style that would be relevant to this, and it'd be called a Kimoto, and then Yamahai, which is the style that I do. And Yamahai is a style of sake where I don't upset the mash or mix it up, and it creates pockets of acidity. And so I develop my own acidity through my own fermentation process.
Yeah, I'm nodding like I understand.
Sounds really good, and I just keep drinking this, and it is absolutely fantastic.
It's marvelous.
It's so you get the bright fruitiness of the watermelon, the sweetness of it, but you also get a nice acidity, and then at the end, a nice cucumber essence.
Definitely.
I wanted to ask about that because I wasn't what I was expecting to finish with. I almost expected more of that like watermelon bubblegum finish, but instead I get this very cucumbery back end. Is that because of so much rind that you leave on when you're fruiting?
Yeah, they look like red and white soccer balls with all the patches of white that I leave on during the skinning process. And that's just because when I eat watermelon, I go down to the rind. Tell your friends.
I read that on the bathroom stall at your tasting room.
I wrote it there.
Mentioning this releasing the 21st, I also said you dropped stuff off at both mine and Ken's house. You guys are doing delivery for this. We don't have to drive out to the Mirilani Makers District to your tasting room to get some of these wonderful beverages. We can get them off your website, right?
Right. So on our website, we ship nationally to 39 states, and then we also ship locally. So click the shop local, and we'll deliver it to you. We'll drive it all over San Diego, and it's a pretty cheap charge for gas just to get it to you, and it helps us stay open, keep doing what we love doing, and it's maybe just a new part of doing business.
Speaking of keeping you open, are you still doing stuff at Costco? Can we still get your stuff there? If I run down to my Costco right now and yell at them and ask them for Setting Sun Sake,
if you go to your local sake or your local Costco and ask for Setting Sun Sake, they'll order it, and then you know everyone can see sake. Really, all this is about is spreading the good word of sake.
I think I need to take a break and maybe walk around for a second. We come back, a couple of songs to go with this Post Malone. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. This is the way I like to spend a Friday night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It is Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Josh from Setting Sun Sake. And as at this point, I got to say hello. I finally got to go to the radio station and collect my mail. And I got a cool note and a shirt from our friends at High Key saying hello and how much they love the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. You know what, you guys? I love you too. Now, let's see. We finished Setting Sun Sake's Post Malone. Post Melon, Post Malone, whatever you want to call it, the Arizona Bay. Moving on with what we're drinking tonight with Josh, the name of this. This is a little cloudy.
Yeah, it's a Session Negori with chai spice and vanilla, nice and light.
Wait, so when you say Session, Josh, what's the ABV?
It'll put hair on your back. It's like 8%. But what's really cool for the can release on this, I got Ethos One, a local artist, to do this crazy script art that's like complete SoundCloud nonsense. So I'm stoked on the label for this one, and I'm stoked on the ability to use like another local artist.
That's two can releases. Those are out everywhere now?
No, man. Those are going to come out after the Post Malone release on the 21st. To do a can run, it's a 5-week head start. So we're pulling the trigger on that. We'll be launching those cans soon. So I figure by the time people remember that they need to go buy sake, we'll have it out there.
The flavor profile on this, Josh, is amazing.
Now, there are different types of sake, and you've taught me this so many times over. Okay, you've got the hot sake, you've got the Negori sake, and then you have your sake, which is Genshu.
We don't really release much Genshu. So here's the fun part of what my sake would represent is Jizake, spelled exactly the way you think it's spelled. And what that translates to is local sake. And what that is kind of an affectation of local culture meets sake. And that's what Setting Sun Sake is.
That's the best description you've ever put forward for your sake. This is more of like San Diego culture. It's subtle flavors that we get with things that we are expected to have in like craft beer. The vanilla, the chai spices, it sings in this drink, man.
So those are what we're hoping to be in all the burrito spots, the burger places on tap at we're on tap at Ballast Point. They're dedicated to craft. Hopefully we'll be on tap at other brewery places with a gluten-free alternative or something new and unique.
Before COVID, you had something that was that you had started called the Ronin Club. Are you getting that back off the ground?
It's crazy. Our Ronin Club is a monthly kind of membership charge, but you aggregate points that could be used for bottles shipped to your house or private tastings or coming in and you know, however you want to spend it. Our Ronin Club allows people to support the San Diego sake scene and be part of what will hopefully be the future. I mean, I'm still a huge fan of Vinny Salerzo and Greg Cook and Paul Segura and all the people that do all the heavy lifting for craft beer for the last 30 plus years. I hope that somebody says that about me and sake.
I want to join your Ronin Club. How do I get in on this?
So we'll be launching it on our website, and you can come into our tasting room and ask about it. Call us on the phone. Send us an email, josh@settingsunsake.com. Hit us up on Instagram. Any way you want to ask about how to join, reach out. We'll make it available to you, and you'll get your name on our Ronin wall, which, if you'll bear with me, I'll walk to it. It's a beautiful thing.
Since you know where I live, I'm going to be joining up on this club. You've got an email in your inbox right now. We are going to pop off a song and then come back with the most mind-blowing thing that you've created. Sake Pops are next with Setting Sun Sake and the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. You know, it's reached the point in the program when the off-air conversations start to reach almost the point of, never mind, we won't talk about that. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist floating in his pool in his backyard. I'm envious. I really wish I was in my above ground pool right now, along with Josh from Setting Sun Sake. We've killed it with a sake tonight. We've had Lil Cloudy, we've had Post Malone, and we've had the Arizona Bay. Watch out for all of those coming to both cans, bottles. Post Malone is coming out on the 21st. Behind that will be those two session sakes, the Arizona Bay and Lil Cloudy. But one of the things I've always loved about Setting Sun Sake is the fact that you're not afraid to push the limit. You're not stuck. You're not feeling stodgy. You don't feel like you need to adhere to one style and just do one thing. You've mixed it up with cocktails in your tasting room. And this right here is what blew my mind. It is a damn sake pop.
Yeah, it's like an otter pop, but better. It gets you drunk.
It's an adult otter pop. Oh, and it smells so citrusy. What is this first one?
The Citra and Citrus sake pop. It's actually a frozen cocktail. Kim, our culinary queen in the kitchen and tasting room, makes these amazing cocktails. We freeze them and send them to you.
So that's the basis. It's basically just a cocktail pop.
So the Citra and Citrus, the CNC is it's actually lemons, limes, cuties, all chopped up with Citra hops and thyme. And then we make a little simple syrup with that, and we turn that into a cocktail. And then in this case, we freeze it and turn it into a sake pop. Things with a certain amount of alcohol will freeze, and they create what are like granitas in bougie restaurants or otter pops with alcohol.
It's the most ingenious idea, especially for someone who lives in East County, San Diego, like myself. It gets hot, especially when you're broadcasting from your East County garage studio. This is like the most refreshing thing I could have ever wanted in the world. It's got so much flavor. I feel like quite literally I went and had a cocktail.
What's great about that, the way I like to do it, is I get a sake pop, put the whole thing in a glass, and top it off with a little bit more of the Ronin Clear to make it a more of a sake slushy.
I'm doing that right now.
Well, Ken runs and gets that. Ask me this question, and we'll take a break. Can I get these pops delivered?
Heck yeah.
That's all I needed to know. We're going to take a break. We come back. One more pop. And the name is very unbecoming of you, Josh. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. As Ken has quite literally just run from the inside of his house to get his sake pop, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, kicking it in his pool right now, looking quite like the boss, along with Josh from Setting Sun Sake. They're our guest tonight. We just wrapped up their Citra and Citrus pops. I cannot express how cool it is to be able to have delivery like pops coming to my house, cocktail ready or otter pop ready, depending on how you want to enjoy it. We've also had the Little Cloudy. We had the Post Malone. We've had the Arizona Bay. And now we end with one more dessert pop. Now, explain to me, with as metal as you are, Josh, I never expected something to be called Too Cute Julius.
Right. That's 100% Kim.
This is like, I get the Too Cute Julius. It's almost Orange Julius-esque. It's got that very orange flavor to it. It's almost creamy. There's no lactose in this, is there?
There's no lactose. Nigori sake, which is the cloudy milky sake, little cuties, orange cuties, and vanilla. Kim, the wonderful person that runs my tasting room, she was a pastry chef in a previous job. So for her, sake is a playground for all of her pastry delights. Just like how sake for me is a playground for all my beer delights.
Don't ever let her go. This is amazing. Oh, this has been a delightful evening. I almost hate to say goodbye. You want to come over to the East County Garage Studio for a nightcap?
You order some sake pops and we'll make it a night.
We're going to get out of here. Josh, thank you so much for the amazing sakes tonight. You want to check them out? Give me the website. Give me the socials. Let me know how we can keep in touch with you.
SettingSunSake.com, SettingSunSake on Instagram, SettingSunSake on Facebook, and we're literally the only sake brewery in Southern California, so just Google us. Sake.
Cheers to that. I will see you next week, Friday night, 7 o'clock for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.